Alright guys, so you just got a chance to take a listen to my new single, On Fly, in the last segment. Gave you guys, and then before that, you know, talked a little bit about what's going on with me. Unfortunately, my relationship with my girlfriend of the last 18 months is grinding to a halt due to my own incompetence and your own immaturity. Again, it was one of those rare situations where, you know, it wasn't any... thing wrong, like no cheating or no mental or emotional cheating, stuff like that. Or physical, obviously. I just wasn't mature enough for the strong, amazing, beautiful, you know, intelligent woman that my girlfriend is, or my ex is. And it's gonna be hard, obviously, not seeing her, you know. That's why the last few moments that I have together as a couple, I'm going to make them count, you know. I'm going to do my best. You know? I'm going to do work as hard as I can so that there's always an opportunity. And that's a lesson, I guess, for anybody, really, that, you know, never, you know, if you really care about somebody, even if it ends bad, always do your best so you leave them with a great impression. You know, and it's something that I was taught a long time ago, is that you do a job well done. Even if it doesn't work out in the end, they at least remember that you did a good job and that you tried your hardest, and that's kind of where I'm at now. And it's hard, man. It's difficult, you know, getting back in, because I have a tsunami of stuff. Like, my car is on its last leg, so basically I need to get a new job, new place, new car, new attitude. I basically got to completely change myself, and that's the biggest thing. That's the toughest, you know, thing, really. That I have to do that, so, but I'll get there, man. This isn't shaking me out of it, man. I have no idea what's going to, and again, I'm grateful for everybody that's been listening to the podcast. You guys are awesome. I know my podcast is definitely old school, you know. Most other people, you know, you see the videos with the headset and the microphones, and, you know, they're talking on, you know. So you can see, those are vodcasts, man. I'm not there yet, man. Maybe when I get settled somewhere and I can set up something, I can do it. But right now, we're going old school. And I'm analog in a digital world, as they say. So, again, I appreciate everyone listening. Enjoy the new single. You guys heard it here on the podcast. If you guys actually want to go download it, it's everywhere. You find music, literally, you'll run into it. Add me. I have a Spotify artist play page, $COTW8. I think like my podcast, Scott Waite. And then, of course, I'm everywhere, social media, Snapchat, Waite Swag, W8SWAG, Facebook. You can find me, of course, under my name. If you want to add me on my friend page, it's Facebook/ScottSCOTW8 or the many fan pages I have, which are Facebook/W8Swag, SWAG for the clothing, lifestyle stuff. This podcast, of course, is Facebook/GR8W8PC. You've got the record label one, which is Facebook/DayNightMusicLLC. So DayNightMusicLLC. Instagram, you can do it on the gram with me, fam, Great Weight Media, so GR8W8MEDIA, where the game, Los Angeles Confidential, still hasn't been blocked. Cardi B, I guess, didn't block me. She just wasn't on there for a little bit, so I like teasing that girl. I don't know why, I just like teasing her. I hope she knows that, you know, I'm a comedian, and I don't mean any harm from it. I just enjoy it way too much. Because she does. Her and Rosie Perez are like a hot body, terrible voice contest. And I don't know, honestly. I think that's what my internal torment would be. It's going to be her having to have a conversation where I can't talk, but I have to listen. I can only nod. And I have to listen to her and Rosie Perez talk just incessantly the whole time. That's my internal torment. That's what, you know, motivates me. I'm like, okay, Scott, you don't want to go to the bad place, because that's what your bad place is going to be. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay, sorry. Like, I can't stand it. Anyways, guys, that's been the Quick Hit Podcast. Thank you so much. Again, I am Scott Waite. This is the Great Waite Podcast. Tell your friends. Become a fan. Again, follow us everywhere on social media. Come see me do a show. If you're in the Phoenix area, if I happen to be out and about, I'm hoping eventually be touring. You can come see me do some comedy nationwide. Man, thank you so much, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. We'll try to hit up you guys a little bit later in the week with some more exciting news, views, and a whole new attitude. Woo woo! Hump day! What? Hump day! What? Oh yeah, it's Wednesday. I forgot. Yeah, it's hump day, so. Go enjoy the rest of your work weeks. Again, hot referrals. You have leads for me, let me know. Rooms, referrals, jobs. I need them, man. Thank you guys so much and have a great day. We're out. Guys, thank you guys so much for listening to the beginning of our story called A Minor Inconvenience. Minor, M-I-N-E-R, not minor like little kid, M-I-N-O-R. So we will continue with the story on Wednesday, and then we will wrap up the story on Friday. Again, thank you so much for listening to us. As always, you can find us anywhere where podcasts are available. We'd love to have you as a fan and to support our listening. If you want to, you can do that directly if you want to support us, or support us just by listening. Either way, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a fan. For listening, again, you can find us online at Great Waite Media on Instagram. So that's GR8W8MEDIA. The website is greatwaitemedia.com. So GR8W8MEDIA.com. Or, of course, be a fan of ours on Facebook. The Facebook page is Great Waite PC. So at GR8W8PC or Facebook.com/GreatWaitePC. So GR8W8PC. Again, thank you so much for listening to the beginning story. Again, it was 100% improvised. Come directly from my head. I did not plan it in advance. Again, the second part may be a little bit thought out here. I got to remember. So it won't be as improvised as this first part. And then Friday, the finale may not be as improvised as Wednesday's or today. So again, thank you so much for listening to us. Again, appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your day. Look forward to hearing you guys on Wednesday, and we will follow up with A Minor Inconvenience on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to the Great Waite Podcast Story Edition, and have a wonderful Monday night. Bye. All right, guys, so there you have it. That is the Great Waite weekend wrap-up, man, for Friday, February 8th. And guys, have a great weekend. As always, feel free to send us a voice message. We'd like to get you guys onto the podcast. Anybody who's interested in being a sponsor, feel free to message me directly. You can email us at greatwaitemedia@gmail.com. So that's GR8W8MEDIA@gmail.com. As always, you can find us either online on Facebook at facebook.com/greatwaitepc. So that's GR8W8PC. Or subscribe to our website. It's greatwaitemedia.com. So GR8W8MEDIA.com. And at Instagram at Great Waite Media. So GR8W8MEDIA. So again, thank you so much for listening. Again, we, you know, definitely appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, man. We're almost at 100 listens within 9 episodes. You know, getting started. I'm very proud of that. You know, thank you guys so much. And also, I forgot to mention too, before I let you guys, before I go, the big news is that Anchor, who I've been doing, you know, I guess their segments, their sponsor segments with me, just got bought out by Spotify. That was a big acquisition that happened. So they are going to be merging. So the good news for me is not only am I Spotify artist already for music under Scott Waite, $SCOTW8, but the Great Waite podcast will also be morphed into that too. So I got to figure out how I can do both on the same page. So if anybody knows how to do that, reach out to me. Again, that was the other big news I forgot to mention. I said to mention that, but anyways, guys, I have a great weekend ahead of me. I will let you guys know how I'm doing a masterclass with the Hollywood Gatekeepers on how to become what they call a reader for the screenplays. So basically, you read what's called screenplays, and then you write what's called coverages, like a few paragraphs, kind of what you like, what you don't like about it. So I'm gonna learn more about that. I'm excited to do that kind of on the side, reading screen, because I love entertainment. That's one of the things I love doing, as you can tell, with the podcast, music, comedy. Again, become a fan, subscribe to our various sites. Guys, thank you so much. Again, this is Scott Waite signing out for the Great Waite PC on Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and let's do it again on Monday. Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend. Bye. All right, guys, so that is the Great Waite podcast for Wednesday, February 6th. Again, I'm going to try to do this every other day. I was doing them daily for a little bit. I think I want to do these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I may do them, a little bit more in between if I feel like it. But right now, I think that's the best way to go. Reading a little bit about this Disney-Fox merger is pretty incredible. I'll have some more thoughts about it here. Maybe on Friday, maybe in the upcoming days. It'd be pretty interesting from what I'm reading. So, again, thank you so much for listening to the Great Waite podcast, the 8th episode. Whoop, whoop. So, again, feel free to check out the other episodes on your favorite streaming services where you can listen to any podcast. Again, I'm available on just about any podcast. And also, head over to our Facebook page, become a fan. Like the page. It is Great Waite podcast. Again, that is facebook.com/GR8W8PC. Not politically correct, just podcast, because that's what I am. And also, if you want to subscribe to the website of ours, that would be awesome too. And that is greatwaitemedia.com. And that's GR8W8MEDIA.com. Or, hey, follow us on the gram, man. We're at Great Waite Media, so GR8W8MEDIA. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I appreciate it. I know you can listen to other more inspiring podcasts. Yeah, you decided to listen to mine. It means the world to me. I will be over tonight. I did a show last night at Monkey Paw, which went pretty good for the singles of people that were there. They had a good time. I'm going to be over at the Boycott Bar tonight in Phoenix. Very famous bar down there, so come check me out tonight at 9 o'clock if you love comedy. I'll be running some material there, maybe some new jokes, maybe interacting with some people. So come support local comedy here in the Phoenix area. We'd love to meet you. Let me know which one of my episodes you like the best. And again, thank you so much for listening to the Great Waite podcast. This is Scott Waite wishing you a great day and peace! All right, so guys, we are getting into this podcast, guys. Been a great weekend so far. Weeks starting off a little rough with me personally, but the weekend was fun. My girlfriend was away with a girl's weekend out, which is pretty awesome. You got to in a relationship and learning. Sometimes it's good to have some time away from each other. I know my girlfriend enjoys it. I can be a little too much sometimes. So while she was out playing in Disneyland, having a little bit of an adventure, I hit up a couple shows. I did a show with my buddies from Sinful Stand Up. They are a MMJ group that do a lot of the local shows for them, the dispensaries. And and as a clean Mormon comic, I mean, it's just perfect branding, Weed smokers, potheads, Mormon comics. I mean, what could go wrong, right? So it was a fun show. My buddy Matthew Blair and George Sandoval, those guys put together really great shows. I love doing their shows. I'll do them every time they ask me. It was fun. We were outside. It was basically in the kind of cabana pool area. We had some technical difficulties. The PA wasn't working hot, but you know what? Still had fun. Worked out some new material. It was hit or miss. I got some good laughs, you know. And so for me, I love, if it's not a book show, I like to kind of throw out some new material, some new jokes, kind of see what's going on. And I'm still kind of finding my voice in comedy. So 3 years in, I'm still working on it. Not sure that's good or bad, but it's what it is. And then the next day, Saturday, I was over at Stand Up Live, part of the Kill Tony show. Watched that. They crushed it. It's a fun little live podcast. It kind of gave me some good notes on how to do podcasts a little bit better, you know, especially doing it live. My good friends, Thomas Eppolito, Avery Gingry, and Ross Denzel got to be called up, along with like four other fans of the show, I guess. I mean, people had never done comedy, got up there to do a minute. They did okay. I got grilled pretty good. My buddies crushed it. Avery had a great set. He won Royal Rumble tickets. That's how well he did. Thomas, man, was the all-star, the MVP of the show. The guy had the entire audience laughing. I mean, it was a good crowd. He was like 600 people. He did really well. So did Ross. And so, very, very proud of those guys, man. Seriously, I was blown away. It was a great show. And then again, came back to my regular work week. And so that's kind of what I was doing, man, this weekend. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend too. Let me know. All right, guys. So, hey, before we get out of here for the night, again, I like to make these podcasts a little short and sweet on, of course, the Great Wade podcast on here on Anchor or on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Google Podcast, on Stitcher, on Radio Public. Again, all the major podcasting places you're going to find this episode. We like to do kind of quicker ones, nothing too long, and then occasionally we'll do longer podcasts, kind of weekly recaps, do a live podcast too on the actual Facebook page, which is the Great Weight Podcast, which is at GR8W8PC. So to dive into this, now, I see these commercials on TV, and like some of these commercials that crack me up. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen like it's always the medical commercials. It's like, I know a lot of comedians, and me being a comedian myself, we always kind of joke about it, like how the side effects are worse than the actual disease. Like, Humira helps clear your skin, may cause rashes, diarrhea, excessive vomiting, hair loss, you know, anal leakage, you know, fungal nails, you know, jungle butt, you know, bad breath, halitosis, pink eye. You know, so please advise your doctor before using Humira. Obviously that's not what it caused, but, you know, things like that. And so I was thinking, you know, we can make up some, we're going to make up some fake commercials right now. And we're going to see if we can get these fake commercials sponsored. So we'll send some shots. So first one, though, I did, just happened to me today, I was using this shampoo. So I was using Dove. I don't know if you ever used Dove Care. And like, so it was called Menthol and Caffeine. So basically, this would be my tag. Have you ever wanted to smell like, you know, cigarettes and a boot and rally? Try Dove, you know, Men's Care, Menthol and Caffeine for that invigorating, you know, boot and rally, cigarette smell type situation and feeling. Or another take on that could be like Dove Men Care now with Menthol and Caffeine. Because everybody wants to smell like their best friends, you know, cigarette smoke, and, you know, their buddy who is the most annoying guy drinking way too much caffeinated beverages. Okay, that one's not okay. We're going to scrap that one. But a couple of those, and then also, so other things too, like for me, I'm a big energy drink guy. If you know me, I love energy drinks. So I've been drinking this new one. Mountain Dew has something called Game Fuel, which basically it's just Powerade mixed with Mountain Dew at this point, I think. So if I were going to do a commercial for that one, it would go, you know, something like this. Gamers, do you need that extra fire, extra motivation for those long hours on Twitch? Or all for your YouTube fans watching you slay that next level in Battle Royale on Fortnite? Try Mountain Dew Game Fuel for the gamer who needs that extra, extra motivation. Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Get in the game. EA Sports. Keep cross promotion. Or if you like Game Fuel for the gamer who needs to game the game. No, okay, that one. Yeah, it didn't sound too good either. But yeah, and then we could do another one. Let's see. I know we have one where singing like for like a car company. Like if they were like Lexus had a new one on Super Bowl Sunday for their new like electric car, like E Pro or X Pro or something. New from Infiniti, the X Pro XS. Now, a hybrid with the beast mentality of a gas guzzler. One car, one dream. Hybrid. Lexus. Audi. Infiniti. Name and other car brands. Get yours now. But my favorite all time is I love movie trailers. I love doing movie trailers, like, because I know I don't have the movie film voice guys, or movie trailer voice guys voice. But I've always wanted to. So I always like would do like music. In a world where one man must stand for truth, one man will fight for his right to have the right to party. Coming this summer, Adam Devine, the other dudes from Workaholics, and Party Till You Stop. Or like another movie would be like a little bit lighter. This spring, Katherine Heigl will finally find love in the forthcoming romantic comedy starring Jude Law called Love Found. What happens when you don't find love the first time around, but you find it when you're unexpected? Meet Mary, who finds exactly that in the upcoming movie, Love and Found. Yeah, things like that, you know, them commercials. You know, so we're going to keep working on them. If you've got ideas, send them in the comments. Message me, I will do a commercial for you. Anybody wants a fun commercial, we'll do it for you. And that looks like that's going to wrap up this edition of the Great Weight Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to me. I appreciate it so much. Be a fan here. Follow us on Instagram at GR8W8MEDIA. And see you soon. Bye. Good morning, everybody. What is up? This is the Great Weight Podcast, and just want to give everybody a little review of the weekend. Weekend went well. My girlfriend was away out of town, Disneyland. She had a wonderful vacation without me. Feel a little bit bummed out about that. You know, wish she would have had fun with me, but you know, sometimes, hey, girls need like a little break from their boyfriends, you know, so I get it. You know, she had a great time with her friends. It was pretty exciting for her. I was able to do a couple shows, hung out with my buddies from Sinful Stand-Up that do a lot of the MMJ shows here in Phoenix, which is weird because I'm like a Mormon clean comic hanging out with the weed smokers. It felt like high school all over again. We had like a little outside pool party thing. It was cool. The set was all right. Just we had a bum PA, so it was hard to do comedy, you know, where you have to kind of like project, but you also have to be quiet at the same time. So it was a learning experience for sure, man. But I had a blast, and my buddy Matthew Blair and George Sandoval, they always do a great job with those shows. So I always love being part of their show, and every time they want me there, man, I will be there. So you know, I'm one of those people, you know, I'm not gonna be pigeonholed as a comedian. I love working for anybody. Man, I will do urban shows. I'll do weed shows. I won't do meth head shows. The crack and meth head shows, those might freak me out a little bit too much. I might be a little bit too worried about You know, guys can pull up on bikes, rob me, but anything else, you know, you can pencil me in for a yes. So that one good. And then I hear at Stand Up Live, there's a show called Kill Tony. That's a famous podcast. It's one of the bigger, I think it's the biggest live podcaster now. Put my name in the bucket, along with like the entire city of Phoenix and like every comedian here. So they didn't pick me, but they picked three of my buddies. Local comedian named Thomas Eppolito crushed it. Guy was the set of the night. He got to lift one of the band members over his head. That was pretty funny. And then they called my other buddy Avery, who's 17. That kid is crushing it too. Actually, him and Thomas surprisingly did really well. Like, they're funny. Like, I love their jokes, but they killed it on Saturday. I was really, really proud of those guys. Yeah, so Avery won Royal Rumble tickets. I don't know how I didn't see any highlights from the Royal Rumble, so hopefully he didn't pawn those off. Maybe he might have for college education. Who knows? And then, of course, my other buddy Ross Dinsdale did really good too. So then everybody else was like, first timer. It was literally like 100% first timer. Like, is this your first time doing comedy? Every guy was like, yep, first time doing it. I'm like, man, you lucky son of bitches. Dude, I wish I could have, yeah, done that myself. My first one being a live podcast, so that was good. So that is a little recap of my weekend on what went on. So, and then we're going to move on to the next segment here in a moment. Talk about something really important that was brought to my attention this past week from a friend of mine on Facebook.